Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. Thank you to Brother Tracy for that prayer. And I certainly ask that you continue in prayer that we can be together as we try to look at the word of the Lord. I'm going to turn to Psalms 127 in the first verse. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. That should be everybody's, one of their favorite texts. I hear that a lot at meetings. I think it's a good verse to quote at a meeting. It's important to keep that in mind as we are charged to labor in God's kingdom and to build in the house of God. I like what Nehemiah said. Let us rise up and build. But we all understand that unless the Lord bless that endeavor, that it will come to naught. We need the labor, but the Lord must bless that labor, and the Lord's will be done. Now, friends, I believe that King David wrote this psalm for his son Solomon. I think this is some instruction that he wanted Solomon to have, especially as Solomon had been tasked to build what would become the temple of God. Now, I want to try to focus on that, especially the advice given to Solomon, and that we could apply it in our life today, in whatever calling God has for us. As members of the church, as deacons, as ministers, we are all fellow laborers in the house of God. But I turn to 2 Samuel in the 7th chapter, and in the first verse, and it says, "And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Nathan said to the king, go do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. Now that sounds real good. David's got a great idea. It's noble intentions. I live in this palace, but the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat, it dwells in a house of curtains, that being the tabernacle. David wanted to build a suitable habitation for the name of God here on the earth. He goes to Nathan the prophet. Nathan the prophet says, sounds good to me. Have at it. Wouldn't that be nice if it had ended for David? Something came on later that night. What wasn't 5 minutes later, wasn't it an hour later? That night, it says, and it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in? No. Whoa. Swear as I have not dwelled in any house since the time I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. And all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not a house of cedar? I haven't asked this. Where did you come up with this idea? This is not my will. If it'd been my will, I would have said so before now. You go tell David that. Nathan had a hard time. He had to tell David some bad news several times. But I love this text, and you've skipped down to verse 11. "And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house." Where you get this? "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." Those are the words of King David. Then God says this: "And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." If you want to do something in the church, you want to preach this subject, you feel like maybe you're called to preach, you better make sure that the Lord's in the matter. It doesn't concern us how good an idea it is. It doesn't matter how many people agree. It could be that every primitive Baptist agrees with it. But if God says no, that's a no right there. Now, why? Why not? Why not David, though? Why didn't God pick David? David was willing. He had the time, he had the resources, he had the desire. But God flat out said no. Things to keep in mind, my friends, to apply in our life today. Brother James, I thought, had a wonderful idea in this virtual meeting that we've enjoyed. But if the Lord wasn't in it, all of a sudden, it's not a good idea anymore. There's been brethren that wanted to preach the gospel. Good men, honest men, men of a true heart. But God wasn't in it. I've wanted to do things. God wasn't in it. So for me to have the blessing of God and what I do, and whatever the Lord has for Brother David or for yourself. Number one, God must be in it. There must be a call. God did not call David to do this work, but he did call his son to do it. That son, of course, being Solomon. But we get some more information if we go to First Chronicles chapter 22. Later on, Solomon is born. Solomon's going to be the next king of Israel. David's now going to charge Solomon in the things before him. And in First Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 6, Then he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood. You've been a man of war, David. The one that I desire to build me a house and to labor in my kingdom must be a man of rest and a man of peace. And that's what is said in verse 9. He says, behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies. Round about for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel all his day. He shall build a house for my name. Must be calling of God. Number two, we must be for the ways of peace and not for destruction. You know what bothers me? I've been ordained almost 40 years. I'm learning a few things after this time. It bothers me when our brethren get up in the pulpit and start tearing down other religions, making fun of other churches, making fun of other people's beliefs, and they call that preaching. The truth. The truth doesn't need to be preached in a way that is destructive of other people. The truth supports itself. Now, I've had people tell me, well, now you see these brethren, they were raised up in another religion, and they're so happy to be old Baptists and to know the truth that they just talk about what they escaped and came from. Well, you know, Brother Mickey mentioned my dad. My dad was not raised Primitive Baptist. He was raised in a church that was the very opposite of Old Baptist, in a very high and lofty type church. He was an altar boy and served the priest. And you can, and I'm not going to say anything else because I want to practice what I preach. I never heard Monty Montgomery say any negative thing about the church that he was raised or any other religion. My dad was just the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life. Wouldn't hurt a thing. And his desire was for the benefit of the house of God. And he preached the doctrine. He talked about the beauty of salvation by grace, and about election and predestination and justification. And he preached those straight out of the Bible, and he did not compare them to anyone else. He said, this is what the Bible says. This is what we ought to believe. He didn't go looking for a scrap. We're not to be brawlers, my friends. We're not to be jealous or covetous or desire someone's gift. I used to wish that I could preach like my brother mine. And I tried to preach like brother mine. I didn't preach a lick. Not only did I not preach like brother Mike, I didn't preach like brother Dave. And I didn't preach at all. I need to be satisfied with what the Lord has given me. But I need to try to improve and study in the ways of God. But most of all, my friend, my desire should be the upbuild in the edification of the house of God, else I labor in vain. Must be a man of peace. And then David tells him this in verse 12, only the Lord Give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper. Someone who wants to build in the house of God must be one of understanding and wisdom. I asked Sonny Piles one time. I said, "Brother Sonny, if you could get every primitive Baptist preacher in one room and say one thing to them, what would you say?" He didn't bat an eye. He said, "Brother David, I tell them, first of all," he said, "there's no way I'm going to get every old Baptist preacher in one room and tell them one thing. You got to give me two things." I said, "All right, what are they?" Number one, never use influence when you ain't got none. Amen? Amen. That has saved me a lot of trouble. Young preacher going to get up there and try to straighten the old Baptist out? You ain't got no influence. You ain't got none to use. Stay in the doctrines and preach the fundamentals. Some young person got up there trying to tell old folks how to raise their kids. You don't got any kids. Wait till you get some experience. New preacher come to a church. "Oh, we're going to do things differently now." Well, you ain't got no influence. Don't use it. That saved me a lot of trouble. Number two, this is what Brother Sonny said. He said, "Brother David, God will never bless you to preach on a verse of scripture you don't know that's in there." And you know what I said to Brother Sonny? I said, "Huh?" Because I'm telling you to study the Bible. You can't expect God to bless you on a verse that you don't know is out there. Get in that book and eat it up and study the Word of God. That's how you gain wisdom and understanding. That's how you know the Word of the Lord, the doctrine. My father's ministry elder, Bill Walden, told me this when I started preaching or trying to preach. He said, "Brother David, keep studying." Every time Brother Walden heard me trying to preach, he'd go through the handshake line. "Brother Dave, keep studying." No matter how good I thought I preached, or how bad I really preached, he'd say the same thing. "Keep studying. Keep studying." You know the last thing he told me before he passed away, after he heard me preach? "Keep studying." You know what? I finally figured out he wants me to keep studying. Right? That's what he wanted me to do. We need to understand the scriptures. The word of the Lord. They make us wise into salvation. And in them we think we have eternal life. That's how the Bereans were more noble than those of Thessalonica. That they searched the scriptures to see if these things were so. They believed what Paul preached because it was in correspondence with the scriptures. And I'll tell you, I'm still studying. And I'm still learning, and I'm still making mistakes. You know, three weeks ago, I finished a sermon. I was feeling pretty good about it. I thought everybody was happy, and I was just kind of, you know, feeling all right. And one of our news members comes up. He says, "Brother David, I've got a problem with something you said." I said, "Oh, well, what was it?" He told me what I said. I said, "That's outright heresy." He goes, "I didn't think you really meant to say that." I said, "No, I did not mean to say that. I wish I had not said that. I don't know what I was thinking." Now, he tapes our broadcast. He said, "Do you want me to delete that from the sermon?" I said, "Yes, please." So you can get on that YouTube channel and try to find out what heresy it is. It ain't there. And if it ain't there, then I never said it. And you're going to ask me after the, what did you say? Well, it's not there. So I didn't say anything. So the thing is, though, I was 40, almost 40 years ago. Still making mistakes. Still going to make mistakes. There's only been one perfect preacher, and that's the master preacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I got to keep going to his word. Lord, build me up, except the Lord build a house. They labor in vain that build it. And then I want to go over to First Chronicles chapter 29. Again, the words of David speaking to Solomon. Said, thou Solomon, my son, this is First Chronicles 28 and verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that the God of thy father, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. God chose you to do it, so do it. What calling God gives you, my friends, if it's a call to understand the gospel and to cast your lot in with the old Baptist and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be a member, then what are you waiting for? Be strong and do it. Be willing to do it. The Lord calls you to preach. All right. Study. Show thyself approved. Pray the Lord. Seek his Holy Spirit. Beg God to give you the blessing of his Spirit to be able to preach his gospel. And if that doesn't happen, then be satisfied with whatever God does have for you. Whatever it is. You sisters, God gives you a... My mother made the best German chocolate cake, made it better than your mother, made it better than your grandma. We need some ladies to step in, Sister Nettie's place, and I pray God call them to make some German chocolate cake for the old Baptist. Whatever it is, friends, it's for the Lord's people. Calls you to cook, call, make sure that I'm going to go and clean the church. I need to mow, I need to visit the sick. I need to pray for the Lord's people. I need to tell people about the Lord. Whatever it is, whatever thou hand findeth to do it with all thy might. If the Lord's called you to do it, as David said, be strong and do it. Be willing. Then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof and of the upper chambers thereof and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord. Number five, use the pattern contained in the scriptures and remove not the ancient landmarks which our fathers have laid. There's no improvement over the church that Jesus built. You're not making it better. It's making you better. But by God's grace, fulfilling his desire for us in our labor, that it does bring benefit to the sheep of the Lord. May I say that that's building the house of God. But don't strive for something new. or something never heard of before. There's nothing new under the sun. There's not even new heresies. It's all been preached. It's all been taught. There's nothing new. It's all a variation of the old, same old, same old. But my friend, the Lord's mercies are new every morning. God's old mercies are new every morning. And God's doctrine is just as beautiful, refreshing as the first time we heard it. You know, since we've had some folks join our church, now I've been asked if I could go over and preach the fundamental doctrines. Now, don't y'all feel sorry for me. I'm being asked to preach about this doctrine. I got a terrible job here at Laverne Primitive Baptist Church. I've got people wanting to hear about election and predestination and regeneration and justification and all those other TION doctrinal buzzwords that mean so much to the Primitive Baptist, and I'm having the time of my life preaching on these things again. Tell us. Tell us the story. Tell us again. Don't ever stop telling it. Don't ever stop singing about it. Don't ever stop praying for it. Don't ever stop asking the Lord to raise up brethren, laborers in his vineyard, in his kingdom. Stop. When we stop seeing the Lord calling brethren to preach, that's when I'm worried. You know who the that's too silly. I ain't gonna say that. It's back to the scripture. Use the pattern. Verse 13. It says, also for the courses of the priests and of the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels and service in the house of the Lord. And he told them all this. He tells them to lean on the Levites and the priests. Basically, my beloved, I'm building on the laborers and the work of all the brethren before me. I'm not building it anew. I'm just building what they built. Laying the same brick that they build. Still learning from the teachers that I was blessed with in my youth. I can still hear the preaching. My earliest memory goes back to 1962. I'm not that old. I just have a good memory. But I remember, y'all, I remember back in the early 60s, the brethren. The giant, they were giants to me. Still hear Elder Jasper Chambers preach. I remember meeting Elder Leon Clevenger. I remember hearing brethren who were alive who said they who should. One of the brethren that laid hands on me, he says, Brother David, I shook the hand of men that fought in the Civil War. And I think about they, hands were laid on me. Hands were laid on them. Laid on them, and goes all the way back to the apostles. The apostles are the foundation. Christ is the chief cornerstone. But the things that I've been taught by my precious fathers, I hope I never forget. Not improving on them, building with them still. The Lord has been good to me, friends, and the Lord has been good to you. And you remember fathers and mothers, grandparents, mothers in Israel, fathers in Israel. They still speak to you today. And then finally, verse 19 says, all this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Never quits. Don't give up. Don't take your hand off the plow. Keep it going until we're finished. I've gone too long. God bless you. I love you. Brother Mickey, go ahead. I'll take it back to you.